Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
The Bills trailed the Eagles until there were 5 minutes left on the clock when T.J. Yates found Brandon Riley for a touchdown, the only touchdown by the Bills in this game to go up by three. But a pass interference by Buffalo in the end zone on the ensuing drive, one of 15 committed by Buffalo in the game, gave the Eagles possession at the one-yard line where they punched it in for what proved to be the game-winning touchdown with 3 minutes remaining for a 2016 win over Buffalo.
It's 100% unacceptable. 100% unacceptable. Good teams, as you heard me say, Vic, don't beat themselves. And obviously we need work on technique. And we're going to go hard at that this week, like we've been attacking it. So we've got a lot of work to do, that being one of the areas, but overall a lot of work to do.
Did some good things on the field, but also left a lot of plays. And I said that starts with me. I take it upon me to go out there and correct whatever needs to be corrected, build the chemistry, whether it's stay late with guys, and just get on the same page. We all learning something new, but we've had it long enough now where there's no need to make excuses. Just got to do whatever we got to do to correct it and get it right moving forward.
Buffalo's starting offense had trouble stringing positive plays together, and Tyrod Taylor had a couple of early interceptions. But the defense minimized the damage and largely held Philadelphia to field goals. Nate Peterman and the second team offense put together a couple of field goal drives to make it a 4-point game late before the defense gave them a chance to take the lead.
A lot of young guys stepped up and raised their game, which was good to see. A lot of opportunities for young guys to do that, and I was impressed by some of those guys, Zay being one of them, obviously Nate and moving the offense, and then some other guys, Greg Maven and Brandon Riley showing up at the end there with a great catch, contested catch. So you got to opportunity to get some young guys some playing time, and they stepped up. Good to see.
I just played off. I read the three-step by the quarterback. I tried to make a break on the ball, and I saw that the receiver didn't catch it clean and that he was kind of bobbling it. So, you know, my first instinct was to just go and grab it. And, you know, it all happened so fast, I didn't really even realize what I was doing. And by the time I realized it, I was running down the sideline.
I think we worked pretty well as a defensive unit. I mean, the back end's covering well, giving those guys more time to get the quarterback. And when they get there, they're getting sacks. I mean, Jerry's getting one each and every week. So it's great to see those guys make plays.
Head coach Sean McDermott was troubled by the penalty count, saying they are unacceptable and they have to stop moving forward. Rod Streeter was also carted off the field in the second half with a toe injury. He'll be reevaluated on Friday. At Lincoln Financial Field, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.